Nature Goes Nuts. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is again, another giant storm. A hurricane with two eyes.
So what you're looking at is one larger eye wall and more of a concentric smaller eye wall right near the center of the storm.
And 120 miles across.
This hurricane is unlike any other hurricane we've seen.
That's the police chief of Daytona Beach. And you've probably wondered whether perhaps greenhouse gases could be to blame for nature's latest attempt to wipe us off the face of the earth. And what I'm noticing is that if the strength of these storms is because of greenhouse gases, we're screwed. Because more and more studies are finding that greenhouse gases are not just released by cars and power plants. Methane, for example, it's coming from decaying vegetation in reservoirs. It's coming from the Arctic, which has so much methane locked in the ice, you can light the ice on fire, as these students from the University of Alaska did.
Methane is a very potent greenhouse gas. A molecule of methane is 25 times stronger than carbon dioxide.
Yeah. Well, indeed. Methane is also increasing due to swamp gas, rice fields, and cow burps, like these cows at a dairy in Vermont.
A lot of people think when they hear about gas from cows that it's coming from the rear end. It's actually coming from the mouth in silent burps.
Silent burps. The idea that all these forms of flatulence could be causing what we're seeing in Florida seems absurd. But then, so is the idea of a storm 120 miles across with two eyes. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.